Thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you for our time together tonight, Lord God. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and you would teach us. You would prepare us for the days ahead. You would prepare us, Lord God. Do your deep refining work in each and every one of us, Lord God. Refine us. Go deep within our hearts, deep within our souls, deep within every part of our being, and do your work in us. Our heart's cry, Lord God, is to see you have your way in our lives. Come, Lord Jesus, and be with us tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your love. I thank you for the gifts that you are giving us. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives in this season of time. In your precious and holy name I pray, amen. You know, this year is a year of refining, and you guys are going to hear me say that every single week until the end of the year, and next year I'll probably refer to, remember last year, the year of refining, the year of the time when God took us through some of our most difficult seasons to work out of us the things that are not pleasing to him. Remember that season of time when you spent more time weeping than you did celebrating. Remember that time that you stayed on your bed until you wore the carpet bare as you wept and you wept and you wept and your knees were just worn because of the time you spent in prayer. Remember 2018 as a time of refining. I will refer to it because it is a time of deep, deep refining in our lives. You see, he wants to use us in the days ahead. Melchizedek is coming, my friends. Melchizedek is coming. And if we are going to be used in the Melchizedek priesthood at whatever level God has ordained us for, we must first go through the refining. Why is that? Because the Melchizedek priesthood is a humble position. The Melchizedek priesthood cannot have flesh engaged in it. The Melchizedek priesthood has to walk by the Spirit, guided by the Spirit, led by the Spirit each and every day of our lives. When we awaken in the morning, whether it's 2 a.m. or 6 a.m., we need to be ready to be guided by the Spirit. Because what he'll release through the Melchizedek priesthood will be something so profound the world has yet to experience it. I'll say that again. Because what he is about to release through the Melchizedek priesthood will be so profound the world has yet to experience what's coming. And if we are going to be among those used in that move, we must endure the refining. The refining work of the Holy Spirit. We've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. It is something that we cannot produce on ourselves. We can actually say, you know, by nature, this person just loves everyone. We can say by nature, this person is very patient. By nature, this person is just bubbly joy. But that's not the fruit of the Spirit I'm talking about. This is a fruit that is demonstrated in everything you do. It oozes out of you because it doesn't come from your flesh. It comes from the Holy Spirit at work in you. Only God can produce this fruit like it'll be released in your life. That's why it takes a refining process to be able to walk and function in the fruit of the Spirit. This year will be a year that will say, I learned long-suffering. I learned patience. I learned it. Why did I learn it? How did I learn it? Well, I can tell you, me personally, I'm learning long-suffering. Now, long-suffering is something that is a divine patience. It's something you can't conjure up on yourself. People say, you've got the patience of a saint. Well, let me tell you, this is not the patience you can create in and of yourself. It is something God has to do in and through you. Whatever he's got to take you through to get you there, he'll do it if you'll lay yourself bare for him to do so. This year, God is teaching me what it means to walk in divinely regulated patience. What it means to cry out for my God and not receive an answer. What it means to be on my face before him day in and day out and not receive an answer. What it means to go before him on behalf of others whom I love so deeply and not receive an answer. It's not because he doesn't love me. It's not because he doesn't love them. It's because he's teaching us something through the season of time. Because you see, soon and very soon, there will be a release that's coming where we will see those prayers answered, where we will see our loved ones healed from inside out. We will see them walk with Jesus. Those that you've prayed for 20 years, you will see them one day come into your home completely changed. Those little ones that you raised singing scriptures. Those little ones that you guys learned to memorize scriptures together. And where are they now? They've turned away. And why, oh God, have they turned away? And your heart cries and it breaks. And you weep because you see where the youth are going. But let me tell you, the release that's coming is bringing them back. The release that's coming is bringing our youth back home in the name of Jesus. They will show up on your doorstep and you will know that they have bowed the knee to Jesus. And you will watch as their life has been transformed by his presence in their lives. All you did was pray. There was nothing else you could do. But you prayed. You prayed. And you prayed, and you prayed, and you pressed in because you loved them. And what did God teach you? He taught you patience. He taught you perseverance. He taught you divinely regulated patience. What a beautiful trait. What a beautiful quality. What a beautiful asset in the days ahead. What a beautiful quality to possess in the days ahead. You see, the enemy knows the importance of walking out a patient life. He knows the importance. That's why we live in a microwave society. That's why we live in an instant society. I literally feel almost, you know, offended if I've got to wait more than 2 days for a package because Amazon has free 2-day shipping. Now sometimes you can get it same day. We have microwaves that can cook our dinner, our entire dinner, in 3 minutes. We go through the car wash in under 3 minutes. We can do our banking and pay every bill we have for a month in under 3 minutes. We have prayers, get all the answers you want in 3 minutes. Where is the perseverance that comes with sitting down with our Lord and pressing into Him for answers? Where is the hunger for the presence of God? Where is the ache inside of us when we have a devotional that gets us through in 3 minutes, a scripture, a devotional, a prayer, and we're done, we're on our way? Where's the intimacy with God? Where's the intimacy with God? Do you feel Him anymore? Is everything so quick, so instant, that you've lost sight of what you feel anymore? God is calling us to get on our knees and stay there. He's calling us to draw ourselves into His bosom and feel His presence. Not because we're looking for an answer, not because we're looking for a vision, not because we're looking for a word, but because we want to be with Him, because He matters to us, because we love Him, because we adore Him. Because He created us, and because He sent His Son to die for us. Why? So we have fellowship and intimacy with Him. You can't get that in 3 minutes. You can't get that in 5 minutes. You can barely get it in an hour. He's drawing us into Him. Clear your schedules and spend your time on your face. I speak as one who He said the very thing to me. Clear your schedule and spend your time on your face. If you've got too much to do around here, then get up earlier in the morning. I have people call and say, will I ever get there? I want what you have. And I think, I'm not even there yet. I can't tell you how to get there. But I can tell you what my heart's cry is today. I want to be in the presence of my beloved. I want to be in the presence of my beloved. He draws me in. He awakens me in the morning. Why? Because He wants fellowship with me. Who am I not to answer that call? Who am I not to answer that call? God is trying to take His children out of the instant society. He wants us to slow down and press into Him. Press into Him. When we have our time of intimacy with God, when we have our time of fellowship with Him, Do you know what the product of that is? The ability to go to war on behalf of those we love. The ability to go to war on behalf of a nation. If we don't know the one we're standing for in the true fellowship of intimacy, how can we go to war? How can we do that? In Ephesians, we learn what it means to put on the armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword. We shod our feet. The armor is on us. But do we know what it means? Do you know what he's calling us to? Do you know what you're fighting for? The only way we get that information is the time we spend in fellowship with him. Fellowship. Pressing through the obstacles, pressing through the schedules, pressing through the distractions. And engaging with our Lord. He calls us to prepare ourselves day in and day out. He calls us to prepare ourselves day in and day out. We're to be at his beck and call. And the only way we can accomplish that is if we have spent our time in fellowship with him. Can you feel what I am saying? Can you feel the draw in your heart for him? Do you feel the Holy Spirit within you literally drawing your heart to him? Do you feel the tug? Like when you miss your spouse, when you miss your child, do you feel the tug on your heart for him? If you don't feel it, cry out for it till you do. Because he's saying to us now, I'm drawing you into my bosom. Come and be with me. Be with me. Let me impart my wisdom into you. Let me impart my ways into you. If you're going to be ready to carry the Melchizedek mantle, you've got to shed off the flesh and learn to walk in the Spirit. And you can't do that if you have not prepared yourself to be with him. It's in that time with him that you learn what you need to know. It's in that time with him that he goes down deep into you and scrapes out the gunk, scrapes out the flesh, the things that interfere with his presence. He scrapes it out and imparts within you his Spirit. It's not a big scooper. It's rather small. It takes time. It's why that time is so important. That pressing, that perseverance, that hungering for him. It grows and it grows and it grows. The more you spend time with him. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1, by night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now, and I will go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways will I seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. It's a quest. It's a quest. It's a process. It will not happen overnight. But the perseverance, the pressing, the engaging with him will bring forth the discovery of the one whom your soul loveth. He is crying out for us now. He is aching for us. I feel it. I feel it. I feel like my chest is going to explode. He is crying out for his children to come in to him and experience him, to bask in his presence, to engage with him, to let his Holy Spirit come and impart and surround you when you're in the presence of the one you love so deeply. Words don't even need to be spoken. You bask in the presence of the one who created you, who knows your every thought. Why we try to hide our thoughts from him, I don't know. He longs for you. We get excited about Melchizedek. We get excited about David's mighty men of valor. We get excited about being a mighty army. But the greatest warriors, those that will go down in the history books, are those who sought and found the one their soul loveth. Those are the ones who will accomplish much. Those are the ones who will break down the barriers. Those are the ones who his presence will emanate from. Those will be the greatest warriors the earth has ever known. Heavenly Father, I feel your presence so powerfully. I feel you drawing us in, longing to bring us in to your bosom, your draw, your cry for us, how humbled we are that you cry for us. Let us feel that draw, Lord God. Break our hearts with that draw. And let us hunger for you like you hunger for us. Bring us in. Oh, Lord God, bring us in to your presence. Ignite your fire in these people, Lord God, that they would feel, experience how you hunger for them. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. that your love for us is just that great. I thank you. In your precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you, John.